It is time to chat with our latest athlete of the week. We're pleased to have with us right now on KCII Lamar Sient. He is a sophomore over at Columbus Community High School. He's a member of the Wildcat track and field team, and he has four gold medals from this year's Southeast Iowa Super Conference track and field championships under his belt. He was the winner of the 100 dash in 11.16 seconds, 200 meter dash in 22.47, sets a new Super Conference record by winning the 110 meter hurdles in 14.45 seconds, and he was part of a shuttle hurdles relay for Columbus that wins with a time of 1 minute and 4 seconds, set to help Columbus win the conference team title for a third straight year. Lamar, congrats. That's a busy night, but a productive one. You've had a lot of good meets this season. Where do you rank the conference meet among those?
It was really good. I rank it top. It was like my PR. It really like my teammates, Alex, and my friend Casey really pushed me to PR and everything. And I really thank those guys and my coaches especially.
The 110 hurdles, you didn't just have the encouragement from Alex vocalized. He's running right next to you, and you guys are neck and neck, as has been the case a lot of the season in the hurdles, runs in the 110 hurdles especially. I imagine you would say among your teammates overall help you make better, but among them, Alex in particular probably has been a really good one to have, right?
Yes, very much.
How much did you get the sense when you came in as a freshman and you started competing with not only Alexander, Riley Kahlberg, Jonathan Miranda, Juan Cherez, but some guys that aren't there anymore, like some other guys, like a Caden Amagon? How much did you get the sense, and these are really good, if I want to be the best I want to be, I'm going to have to try and start catching them?
Yeah, it was a big step from junior high to high school, and like I really looked up to those guys, and they really like pushed me to my fullest potential and made me who I am now. Years to come.
When did you maybe get the sense that you were finally kind of comfortable? Like, I'm going to try to keep up with everybody else, but I feel like consistently I'll be able to do it.
Well, last year, end of the year, had talks with Caden. He told me that, like, I'm going to be special, and, like, Coach Amagon told me I was going to be special, and that, like, 4x1 last year, second place runner-up, it really pushed me, and, like, I thought, like, yeah, I can do this.
Those are pretty good guys to hear from in terms of encouragement, and I think they were dead on about it. We're talking with Columbus's Lamar Sient, our latest athlete of the week, 4-time Super Conference North champion individually, as well as on the relay front at this year's conference meet, helps Columbus win the team title again. Obviously, we mentioned you have a lot of teammates that push you, and that has led to a lot of team success, but do you guys talk about holding yourselves to a pretty high standard of going out and trying to win as often as a team as possible?
Yeah, well, we know we're a pretty good team, but my coaches, they really like us to focus on ourselves, and like it's not us against everyone else, it's us against time, and we like focus on PRs and stuff most.
Well, you've had a ton of success beating yourself consistently time and again, including in the 100 and 200. You ran a lot of hurdles last year. This year you've gotten more into the open sprints and you've had more success. Was there sort of a transition for you over the last year to get better in those, even though it may sound as simple as you just don't have to jump over something when you're running the open 100 or 200, but was there kind of a bit of a period where you had to make sure that you got better in those events on top of being a good hurdles runner?
Yeah, well, it was a lot of work during summer and winter, put a lot of work into sprints and not just hurdles, because there was a time that I noticed that I have to do a sprint or two and not just hurdles. So I put a lot of time in during summer and winter working with Alex and Riley, and we just push each other to our fullest.
On top of what you did this spring, you got a lot more time this year on the football field in varsity competition. How much do you feel like the work that goes into getting better for football kind of translates once you get going in track and field?
The football workouts focus on speed, and that really helped me going into track season, into the winter and practicing. That really helped a lot.
I think you had, was it either a pick six or a return touchdown this year, or maybe both, but I imagine if you can do those covering 50, 60, 70 plus yards, it's a lot easier to do the 100 to 200, isn't it?
Yep.
As this season is starting to wind down, Lamar, in track, I know you have your eyes set on some very big prizes, not just getting to state. I imagine you have the goal set that when you get to Des Moines, you want to pick up some serious hardware, right?
Yep.
What do you feel like is something that you're going to tell yourself over the next couple of weeks, both at state qualifying and then hopefully when you're at state?
What I've been telling myself is just, like, focus on myself and focus on my race and not to get in my head. That's been a really big step. I've been, like, practicing this whole season just to really run my race and not get in my head.
How much of track and field do you think is mental?
I think a lot of track and field is mental, especially with hurdles, because, like, you're competing a lot. There's people next to you, and you really want to beat them. And especially with hurdles, there's barriers to that, too. So you have the mental game plus jumping 10 barriers.
It seems like you've mastered both, and hopefully that will lead to a lot of success for you going forward. We certainly hope that does, Lamar. Last thing before we go, you've had a lot of people we talked about, a lot of great teammates in your corner, but who else do you feel like has been a big part of you having the success that you've had?
Especially coaches, but especially my dad. He's been a really big part of it. Like, going home and, like, him telling me how I did and stuff, it really, like put a smile on my face, and especially coaches, too. Like, them being there in my corner after a race, it really helps a lot.
Sounds like you have a terrific support system around you, Lamar, and hopefully they will carry you to something really special in the next couple weeks. Congrats on everything you did at conference, and best of luck with state qualifying.
Yep, thank you.
That is Lamar Cient, Columbus Wildcat track and field sophomore, a four-time Southeast Iowa Super Conference North Division champion, winner of the 100 and 200-meter dashes, the 110-meter hurdles run, and part of the Wildcats' winning shuttle hurdles relay, helping Columbus win a third straight Super Conference North team title in the process as well. Congrats to him on an excellent week to go with an excellent sophomore season that makes Lamar Cient our latest athlete of the week.